avoidance. My fellow, he's so brilliant, but I see our lady now is coming over on Michael's left side. Our lady is now whispering to Michael, and Michael comes forward, and now he's bending down, and he's saying, hearken now, and listen well to the words of the Queen of Heaven. Do not allow these words to go idle in your minds. They have been given to you for a reason. Your world is approaching fast onto a great chastisement. Heavily to the left. Now Michael is holding what looks like a scale. It's like a golden scale, like you see, like in those courthouses, like. But Michael's standing behind it, and he's pointing now to one part. It's held by three like golden ropes. And he points and he says, I observe all the abominations of the world that far outweigh the graces being accepted by man. Now, our lady is coming over and closer. And she's leaning down, and she is saying, Veronica, my child, I wish that you spread and do this very fast the message of heaven, for the time grows short for the chastisement upon man. I have wandered throughout the world, shedding many tears. Who has hastened to ease my suffering heart? The offenses against my son have increased, so that the father feels that there must be an intervention from heaven. I have prepared you well with my visits to these sacred grounds. All who have listened will have nothing to fear, for all will be good for those of well spirit. It truly brings teardrops from heaven. The Father calls for a heavy penance upon a world that has used murder for worldly gain. We look and count the numbers of innocent souls, souls that have not lived out their mission on earth, and being sent to us untimely. Your generation is one that calls for heavy penance. The Father is merciful, and all chastisement will be for reason. On the left side of the flagpole, it's growing very light. It's very bright. And I see now, in the distance, it looks like the 4th of July. There's a round ball, and it's shooting out sparks. And the sparks now, they're orange, but now as it's spinning, it's taking on different colors of yellow and orange. And now I see it's very close. But over on the right side, I It's very warm. It's very hot. And now the ball is spinning high over our heads. And coming from it are these vapors. It's very difficult to breathe. The vapors are very heavy. And now I notice that the sun now is turning very dark. It's growing very dark. And the moon, now the moon has come out, it's coming down, but it also is taking on a very gray cast. And now everything is becoming so dark that I'm placing my hand in front of me, but I can't even see my hand. And our lady now is, I hear her voice, but now the world is in complete darkness. And she says, light your candles, my children. They will burn in the darkness. Now, the sky is opening up, and I see a great light, and the sky is opening up brilliantly. It's very beautiful now in blue, and now Michael is coming forward with Our Lady, and now, there is St. Teresa. Oh, now Teresa is coming, and it's very windy. Her skirts are blowing, and she's smiling now, and she says, observe, Veronica, my skirts are quite long. They will not be affected by the wind. And now Teresa is looking back towards the grounds. I believe she's pointing over to the convent. She says, my child can speak in your tongue. This was given by her father. For surely, my child Veronica, you would not understand me. It has been made known to you many times that there are many offenses being committed in the convents. However, our warnings have fallen on deafened ears. We tried, and I tried in my life on earth to imitate Our Lady. But now Our Lady cries, for so many are mocking her. So many are going now down the road to perdition by following the modes of a world that has been given to Satan. Suffering, so few care to suffer or carry their crosses. It is much easier to accept the ways of the world. But in the final outcome, you lose so much. My sister, you must place your skirts down to the floor, or you offend Our Lady. And the father looks with critical eye upon your actions. You must retire from the world and show by good example. There are many more sisters who will enter into the convents if you give them good example. Mothers of the houses into the convents must watch who enters their homes. For Satan has placed many within the convents to destroy them. Those who enter should not be counted by their intelligence, but by their hearts. Father has not chosen those of great intelligence and worldly acclaim to do his will. He knows and he looks into your hearts. There will be a great war. Many souls will be lost. All that happens will be given in the will of man. One will fall unless he has chosen this road of his own free will. Our lady now is coming forward, and standing next to her is St. Catherine. She has this large white hat on. Every time St. Catherine comes, she has this white hat. It just looks like wings. And old Catherine thinks that's quite funny, but I don't know how else to explain. It's very large and white. And Catherine now is smiling, and she's holding up, oh, it's a very large emblem. It's a medal, and she said, it took me 2 years, my child, to have this cast. We are quite happy. That would be fine that yours was cast much sooner. Oh, and now she's placing, it's her medal, her necklace, the medal Our Lady gave to St. Catherine. She's placing it now next to the flagpole. I don't know what's holding it up there, but it's just suspended on the flagpole. And now Our Lady is raising her hand, and she's drawing an arch in the sky like this. And now she's drawing, and Our Lady has drawn second side of her medal here, Our Lady of the Roses. It's a round circle with a ball on the top, and the radiation of the graces from the cross. And now Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she's dressed beautifully. She has on a white gown with a gold, it looks like twisted cord, golden twisted cord, and it's tied at her waist. It hangs on her right side. But now Our Lady has a very large rosary in her hands. It's white, but the Our Fathers are pink. It's like a rosebud. The Our Fathers are pink. They're like a rosebud. Now, the crucifix is very golden. Now, Our Lady said, observe, my child, what I am doing. And Our Lady is twisting the rosary around her golden sash. Now she's coming forward, and Our Lady's cape, it's like her mantle, I think you call it, it goes all the way across her head and down to her feet. And on her feet she has these slippers. They're golden and they have roses, pink roses right on the tips of the slippers. And Our Lady looks quite tiny because St. Catherine now is standing behind her, but she's quite elevated over Our Lady. It makes Our Lady look quite tiny. And Our Lady says, I have placed the beads of prayer at my waist. I look across the world, and I see so few that carry their beads of prayer. Whatever shall they do when they are forced to run? When the chastisement comes upon you, many will flee with whatever they have on their backs or on their persons. Therefore, my children, it is not for decoration that I have asked you to wear your beads of prayer about your neck. It was for when you flee, you will have your armor upon you. Do not be concerned with the opinion of man, for you are following the directives from heaven. We are now in the process of separating the sheep from the goats. The numbers who will remain after the heavy penance will be counted in the few. It saddens my heart to know that many who have given themselves to Lucifer it's a very large kit. I guess And sitting down there at the edge of the house are some horrible looking things. They look like animals, but they have almost the figures of people. And they're sitting around now what looks like a glass. And the glass is reflecting up through the hole, and it's almost like a looking glass because it's the rays. There are rays being shot out from this glass, and the rays are going up this hole, and I'm watching the rays, and they're shooting out onto the grounds, and as they're going up, riding these rays are these horrible, ugly things. I know they're demons. I know. Now, our lady said, watch my child, what else is exiting from the hole? Oh my goodness, there are things that look like bright lights, but they're like dome-like on the top. And they don't have any windows, they're just great lights. And our lady now is standing at the edge of this hole, and she's pointing and she's saying, man will not accept the truth. These are transports of hell. Oh, our lady's referring to these things that are being seen on earth. Our lady said, make it known, my child, that the false miracles of the end time are now at hand. Satan seeks to confuse you. Make it known, my child, that there is no life beyond your earth as you know it. Man will go out into space. Better that he uses these efforts to find his way back to God. Intellectual pride, my children, has been the downfall of many. You will not enter the kingdom unless you strip yourselves of this pride and return to us as little children. Sin and abominations have been accepted in your country and in the world as a way of life. Whatever shall we do with the souls who are coming fast over the veil, unprepared? Whatever shall the Father do with them? Any chastisement is given to man, it will not annihilate the world. As in the time of the floods, my children, no. The Father plans a gradual cleansing of earth with the return of my Son. There will remain only the sheep. I must caution you, before the return of my Son, many will not stand in the test. They will go the easy road. But if there is no easy road to the kingdom, it is a way of trial and suffering. But, of course, the greatest knowledge is that if you will ask for our guidance, you will not be lost. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. There are so many who thirst for your charitable prayers. You will act in great haste. Hail Mary. I know. The Lord is coming cross.
Blessed art thou.
What you carry at this time. But you must understand, my child, that all purification will be given
Mary
in manner of grace. The lower human mind cannot comprehend
among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, our suffering grace, the Lord is thine. Blessed art thou among the graces, and blessed be given in thy womb, Jesus.
Jesus is now coming down by the flagpole. Oh, he's dressed all in white. Oh, he's very bright. Usually I could see Jesus, but now the light is so bright. He's all in white. Oh, and now he's bending over, and he's listening very low. Jesus says, "You are observing, my child, my state of purification when I return to the Father." "You will not understand life beyond the veil until you pass over. The light that guides the soul will emanate in profusion from the eternal soul when you pass over the veil. Those who purify themselves on earth will come to us as a shining star. Left side, Michael is standing there, but now I see the sky is becoming just filled with these other angels. Now there's little ones that look like children. They're beautiful. They're dressed in all the colors like rainbows, blues, and they're wearing garlands of flowers around their hair. Oh, I don't know if they're boys or girls. It's hard to see. Their faces are so bright. The light is so bright that I can see the colors. The colors are just beautiful. Pinks, but a pink that's a mixture of sort of purple and the yellow, though the yellow is bright. It's like very misty yellow. And now I notice that it must be windy because the gowns are very long and they're blowing. They're blowing the wind now. Jesus is moving over and he's standing next to Our Lady. And the light is very bright, very, very bright about him. Now he's bending down now and he says, my mother, came to heaven in the body." Now he's pointing over to the left side, and I see a lady now. It's our lady, but she's lying down on a slab. But now there's a great light over her as she's lying on the slab. And this light seems to be lifting her. The light is very bright. It's coming down from the sky. And it's lifting Our Lady. And now she is just floating up. And she's now standing over. And now she's removing, sheets like wrapped around her. And they're dropping off. And now, she has on a beautiful bull cape, a mantle, and the white dress. And now there's a blue sash about her dress. And she's holding out her beads, her rosary. They're very large. The rosary, the beads are white, but the Our Fathers now are, they're very large, and they're golden. The gold is brilliant. It's shining so brilliantly that actually it's shooting out rays The Our Fathers now, from Our Lady's beads, are shooting out rays. They're coming over in this direction. It's just like streaks of golden fire. Oh, all the way back. Oh, right back over the trees.
See, right near the
tree. Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, now Our Lady is moving over with Jesus. And now Jesus says, oh, he would like now, at this time, to bless all the sacramentals. He'll extend all the objects of God, your beads, our prayer, your medallions, Jesus means medals, your cards of beauty, Jesus means your prayer cards and holy pictures. And now Jesus is raising his hand. Oh, so bright. I can barely look at it. The light's coming out of his hand. They're coming down. They're streams of light. Oh, they're so bright. Now, coming down, Jesus is standing over by the trees now, and the lights are coming down on everyone. They're cutting right through the trees down onto everyone standing on the right side. They're very bright. It hurts my eyes to look. They're so bright. Now, Jesus is walking over, and there's something. Now, where the lights are coming down, there's something glittering. It's just like pieces of glass falling. They're just glittering and falling down, just like, not rhinestones, like pieces of slivery glass. Now Jesus is floating over. He's at the center of the flagpole. Oh, now he's extending his hand over his head, and he's making the sign of the Trinity like this. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming over. She's floating over. She's right next to Jesus. Now they're coming over. Oh, they're going over on the left side. Oh, by the flagpole. And now Jesus has his hand way high over his head. He's blessing everyone now on our left side. It's going to be Jesus' right side. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, now he's coming over, and he's shifting his cape like it's a long white robe. It's very bright. It's almost like the sugar, the color of sugar. It's very bright, but it's glowing. There's a tremendous glow coming from inside of Jesus' clothes. And he's coming over, and he's shifting the cape over onto his left arm, and he's bending forward. And now he says, my child, I give now three directives. Penance, atonement, and make sacrifice now. Your world has gone into deep darkness. Should the Father permit a continuation of the present state of the world, Lucifer will gain count over the souls. Therefore, you are being given now, at this time on your earth, a warning. Prepare yourselves with acts of sacrifice and beg mercy of the Father that many are not taken during this warning and the eventual chastisement, which is not long in coming, should you not mend your ways and return your earth to the state in which the Father planned to have it. Oh. Now Jesus is pointing over to the sky, and I see that ball again. It's turning very fast, and it seems to be coming through a vast space. And as it's going through the sky, it's hitting stars. It's hitting stars. I know the stars, and many of them are falling down to the earth. The stars, and it's bouncing. It doesn't seem to have even any path. It seems to be hitting back and forth. And there's another star. Oh! It's going to come. Oh! Oh! I thought it was going to hit us. Oh! Now it's twirling. And now it's going back into space. It's becoming very small, the ball. It's very small. But it's very, very orange looking. And I can still feel the heat. Oh, now it's getting very dark. Now it's getting very dark. And I can't see it now. Now a lady is coming out from this. There's a large cloud, a very large cloud. And our lady's coming forward. And I see she is wiping her eyes. She's passing her hand over her eyes. And, she's crying. Our lady says, I know my desire, your child, that I should open before the eyes of all the picture of what lies ahead. However, this I cannot do. We must follow the plan of the Father. Our Lady said that I have asked many times if she would appear at this time to all. And she said, no, it is not in the will of the Father at this time. However, you will be given many manifestations.
Yeah.
And then my son will perform from the sacred grounds a major miracle that will bring all to the knowledge and reality that there exists a God who is the creator and rules heaven and earth. Now it's getting very, very dark. And it's just like, the cloud, there's a very large cloud coming over. The cloud is very large. And it looks like Our Lady is just stepping on into it. Oh no, it's a ball. There's a ball now coming out from the cloud. And Our Lady has now, floated up onto the top of the ball. And the ball now is floating over to the right side of the flagpole. It's by the trees. And Our Lady says, I am not leaving the area of the sacred grounds. Please, my children, continue with your prayers.
The five sorrowful mysteries, the first sorrowful mystery,
and even they walk in the holy house of God. However, the Father permits this law. This law is one of the spirits. It is far greater a war than man could ever fight upon earth with humans. For now, my children, you are at war with the unseen world. Do not deny the fact that there is an unseen world about you. When you accept this fact, you can fight it. Satan can enter upon and claim and make an agent any human being who has flown far from grace, be it a man, a woman, or a child. Therefore, recognize this fact and disassociate yourselves from temptations and the ways of error set forth by these agents of Satan. Recognize the faces of evil about you. Recognize the wolves in sheep's clothing. You all read the Book of Life. You will not accept the errors being written into the Book of Life at the present time. I warned many years ago of a state of this world to come, but who listened? You do not have those years now to speculate
or to hesitate. You must act now upon my counsel, or you will fall. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. Save yourselves, save your souls, and the souls of those you love. And if you have the charity of heart for your brothers, you will offer your sacrifices for their salvation. For many will be lost because they have no one who cares to pray for them. The greatest weapon you have now is prayer. You will use it. Man has many opportunities to make atonement to his God, but he has become involved in a materialistic world. You must retire from this world that has been given to Satan. Recognize the evils that are created for your downfall. Humanism, modernism, they are satanic. Creations of Satan to place you and blind you to the truth. Place you on the road to damnation. For the man of perdition now is loose upon your world. He roams your world, and he is gathering many agents. Now, lady is pointing to the sky. Oh, and there are the numbers. Six. Six. And now, in black letters, and she's circling it in black, it's five. Six. Six and five. The five now has the circle now. A lady's placing with her hand two V-like ears. They look like ears. They're like ears over the circle. A lady says number five and then six and wait for Michael. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Stand behind your vicar.
Hail Mary.
The agents of hell surround him.
With these.
Must they will not remove him from the seat
and
of Peter.
The fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
A greater punishment falls upon man should he be removed from the seat of Peter. It is the plan of Lucifer to sit his agent upon the seat. I have warned you many times that your ways have led you into great destruction. The hand of God will fall heavy upon your world. For a man to let himself fall into perdition in his way life, but when this perdition has entered into the house of God, it calls for speedy and fast destruction. For all that is rotten will fall. Weak vines will break. Boughs will be bent. But the cross of the living God shall not be bent. By the will of man, and to satisfy the desires of a corrupt generation. No, for woe to those who promote evil in the house of God. They will be held accountable in full measure for the fall of the souls and trusted to their care. The penance upon the world is being meted at this time, and it will be heavy. Man now holds the balance for his own future, if he has been given this future. Now, lady is pointing over to the left side of the flagpole. There's appearing a large map. Now, it's the map I know is Africa. And our lady is taking now, she has something in her hand that looks like an eraser, and she's coloring over. And many parts of Africa now are colored black. Now our lady is turning, and she's saying, these are the areas that are fast going into darkness. They will join in the great tribulation. Now, our lady is saying about the great war that will come upon man. It will be in unison with the great chastisement of the comet. Now, our lady is pointing up to the sky, and now she's drawing a large question mark. A large, like that. And, saying, you wonder, my child, why I have placed this mark over the heavens. It is the will of the Father. For as I have repeated myself, I do say now that you hold the balance for your future. Now it's going very, very dark. No, our lady, no, there's that cloud is floating now over from the trees. The cloud is very light. It's floating over, and now following it is a bird, a dove. It's a beautiful bird. It's got something in its mouth that looks like an olive. I know it's an olive branch. Our lady's saying the olive branch of peace. It will not fly over your country at this time. And now this bird is flying very fast. It's going clear across the sky very fast. And now it's returning, but it doesn't have the olive branch in its mouth. And it's fluttering, and its wings are flapping very, very slowly, and it looks like it's been wounded. And now I see it going down beyond the trees. And, over by the type the steeple, I see St. Francis over there. Top of the church, the St. Francis. Oh, and he's picking up this bird. He's holding the bird in his hand. The bird looks like it might have died. It's very limp. And St. Francis now is placing his hand over the bird. No, it's sitting up in St. Francis's hand. And St. Francis is pointing over to the right side. He wants me to look over the right side. I see. He's pointing over, and over the right side is a map. And he said, peace also will be denied. The area is shown. Oh, dear. I can see Egypt, and I see, Asia. Oh, I see a lot of people there. They're all marked. They look like kind of like Chinese. And they're getting ready for war. They've got all these tanks, and they're all marching the armies. There's a whole lot of them. There's so many of them. Many of them look like young children. There's so many of them. And our lady said, they are gathering their strength. I know that's China. All these kind of, yellow country. Our lady's placing, she's writing Y-E-L-L-O on the top, right over the map there. And, it looks like they're getting ready for an awful war or something there. Oh, yes, they're all marching. They're all dressed alike. They're very, very, there's women, too. There's women, too, that are marching with them.
And the girls, look very young. They look very young.
Over them I see,
there's something going on, and Russia is going to, I think there are a lot of sounds like they're going to fight. Oh, it was Egypt. I think they're going to go to war against Egypt and Africa. And then our lady said, gathering at Palestine. Oh, now it's getting very dark and the sky's clearing. I can't see anything, and I can hear our lady. She's half not left now. I will direct you further, but you must get out the message in great haste. Physical infirmities have been promoted many times by Satan. You will not accede to your physical weaknesses. You must work, my child. Work with great haste, for the time goes short. And now our lady is standing there. Oh, she's not stepping, she's kind of floating on. She's at the top of the bowl. Now the bowl is over, it's going beyond the trees. And now it stops. It's balanced. I can't see the bowl. It looks like the world in a way, but it's all lighted. It's very white, this bowl. It's very large. And it seems to be just suspended. Just right in the air, and our lady's standing there, and she thinks it's quite funny. Our lady's smiling. She says, "Nothing is impossible here, my child. This you will all find when you come over the veil. We can do much more up here than you can do down there." Oh, it's beautiful. Now, lady's just going to stand there, and she says, "Now continue with her prayers."
Carol, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.